Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn. Hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
So my name is Sean. I love my family. I love my friends. In 2016, I was diagnosed with a condition called retinitis pigmentosa. I started carnivore 542 days ago. I was technically obese. There was no hope. I in fact started it thinking, hey, this is either going to kill me or I'm going to die of a heart attack, but who cares? I lost 30 kilograms within a fairly short amount of time. My arthritis is gone, my sleep problems, snoring's gone, the heartburn's gone, but it's my vision, you know, having a vision improvement of any sort for myself, because it's only supposed to get worse, is just miraculous. Previously, I couldn't see the TV at all. It was just blurry. But now I'm reading everything that's on the TV. Being able to see my daughter's face for the first time in probably 7 to 10 years on a nice, bright, sunny day was just wonderful, miraculous.
Quick interruption. Did you know we have an incredible membership site for you called healinghumanity.life? We have a special offer going on right now. Learn more at the link in the description. We have courses. We have expert Q&As with the good doctors. We even have a Healing Humanity Heroes Zoom call once a week, highlighting real heroes that will inspire you on a path to healing. The community is wonderful. We're going to be implementing a buddy system so you can be held accountable, recipes, all sorts of great stuff to help you on a path to healing. Learn more at the link in the description below.
Hello and welcome. Carrie here from Healing Humanity, Power of a Proper Human Diet. And today I'm thankful, grateful, and blessed to welcome Sean to the channel. Welcome, Sean. How are you doing?
Hey, Carrie. I'm great.
Awesome. Well, you sent me an email and you have an incredible story, and I was interested in learning more about your story and sharing it with my audience. Maybe, Sean, if we could start out. Well, first, can you tell me where you're from or where you're at right now?
Okay, so, yep, sure. So I'm in Australia, in New South Wales, in the region called the Hunter Valley.
Okay. I just returned from Australia. I was in Adelaide, Sydney, and Melbourne. We were filming there for the documentary. It's absolutely beautiful country. I wish I was still there. My only complaint is my sleep is still messed up from the time zone difference. But
I can imagine.
I'd love to visit again sometime. So maybe, Sean, could you take us back a little bit and tell me about some of the health issues you had before finding a carnivore diet? And feel free to go back as far as you'd like.
Sure. Okay. So in 2016, I was diagnosed with a condition called retinitis pigmentosa, which is basically the degeneration of the retina cells, the photoreceptor cells. As they die, you lose peripheral vision, you lose night vision, and in some cases, people also lose their central vision. For myself, that progressed fairly slowly in 2006. So that's 18 years ago now. the symptoms that I have a real problem with is the constant flashing. So people have heard about floaters, which are arcing lights going backwards and forwards in the visual field. So I have those. And this flashing is different. The flashing is when the retina cells are dying, they turn off and on at quite a quick rate. So what I see are little dots in my vision that turn on and off. Looks like little flashing lights, if you like, little translucent lights that turn on and off. All times of the day when it's dark or light with my eyes open or closed. So in 2008, I had to quit my job as a computer programmer, and I was making a few mistakes, and I realised I had some insurance, so I was able to quit my job and fighting with the insurance company for a year to get a payout. And life was okay. I bought a house and I was going pretty well. But from 2016, I realised that I was also having quite a bit of pain. It was diagnosed in 2019 as bursitis and tendonitis, common term would be arthritis. I had some other issues as well, but the pain in my hip, mainly my right hip, was getting worse and worse. So I decided to look into that and went to multiple doctors, multiple specialists, with scans, imaging, and chiropractor, physiotherapy, acupuncture, osteopath, strong medication to deal with the pain. But I mean, I've never liked taking medication because my family had a history of a box full of tablets, and they had bad health outcomes. So the problem didn't go away. So 2019 to 2023, mid last year, the problem was just getting worse. I had terrible anxiety, which I've probably had for multiple decades. I had depression, which probably born from the fact of going blind is really distressing. And everything at that point everything was blurry. So I couldn't watch TV, couldn't use my mobile phone. I was still using the computer a little bit, but the computer I have set up so it could talk back to me. And 2023, I things sort of came to a head, and I decided to do something about it. And I came across Jordan Peterson talking to Joe Rogan, and he mentioned the carnivore diet, which I immediately dismissed. But something in the back of my head got like a message from somewhere. I don't know where I had this, where I got this information from, but the message said arthritis is caused by inflammation. Inflammation is caused by sugar. I remember where I was standing. I was walking through a doorway, and it's like, okay, well, I'll look up anti-inflammation diets. So I did that. So I'm talking to the phone, you know, hey, phone, book this up, and just basically randomly pressing on things to try to find anti-inflammatory type diets. So starting my research, mid last year, I came across the ketogenic diet. Came across a few diets, but the ketogenic diet certainly made sense to me. So I started doing that on the 11th of June 2023, which is 542 days ago now. So within 2 weeks, the sugar addiction withdrawals, which is pretty hardcore, went away, and I felt a lot better. Just mentally and in spirit, I felt great. Within that 2 to 3 week period, I noticed my vision had changed. I noticed things were looking brighter. The walls, the floors, everything, the brightness had been turned up. I also noticed I was seeing a little bit better on the phone. And at one stage, I was standing outside. I was looking at the TV that was on the inside. I was like, wow, look at that. The TV looks like a rainbow. It just, the colors were really saturated. It was really quite remarkable. And that, from that point on, I just sort of dismissed it for a little while. And then it's like, no, this vision seems to be getting better. So I went to an optometrist and did a test, and I got a 6/30 -2 in my right eye, and not much in my left eye. But that was a vast improvement, because in 2020 I had an eye test and I had no chart results. No, I couldn't see any of the letters on the chart. And I remember the ophthalmologist, he was waving his hands. Yeah, can you see my hands moving? It's like, no, I can't really see that. So from 2020, and even before that, you know, everything was blurry. Everything was not, I couldn't really see much. And you know, things like the mobile phone, which I had the iPhone, a Max, and with the screen turned up all the time. And yeah, you know, I found it even hard just to swipe to answer the phone, you know, the swipe across, answer the phone. So from that point, from June last year, from that point onwards, I decided to research a bit more about the ketogenic diet, and decided to cut the vegetables out. And at this point, I hadn't really come across the carnivore diet or any of the influences at all. But I just basically, because vision impaired, I just can't jump into the car and go to the shop and start shopping and get stuff. So effectively it was a run out of fruit and vegetables and only had meat available. So I was just eating meat, and things continued to get better. And so I got the test that I had done in with the first optometrist. He noticed that I had slight cataracts in both eyes. So I went to an ophthalmologist, and he said, well, yes, you've got cataracts, but they're very minor, and there's no point doing a surgery on you because of your retinitis pigmentosa, your condition. But I decided to go ahead with it. I paid for it myself in my right eye, and I'm so happy that I did. So at that ophthalmologist, he recorded a 6/60, which was worse than the first one. So my eyesight got better, and then it got a little bit worse. And then I had the cataract operation. And from the cataract operation, I got a 6/21, and a few weeks after that, I got a 6/18, and then I got a 6/15. At this point, I'm doing the test doing an optometrist test every 2 to 3 weeks. And I was in October last year. I did another test. It was a 6/12 -2, and another one in December last year, 6/12 -2. But you know, I thought at this point, it's like, this is great. You know, my eyesight's improved. I'm not expecting it to get any better. And subsequently, I kept on doing the carnivore diet. I was getting into the research. I was finding the influences, including yourself, Dante, Dr. Berry, Dr. Chafee, Dr. Westman, Dr. Hampton. I mean, I could just go on. I've watched everybody now. And slowly but surely, I was able to see a little bit more on my phone, which is good, because the phone and the computer and the TV, that's a backlit display. So with this constant flashing that I have, the backlit display was bright enough to be able to see a little bit more what was going on. So at the start of this year, January, I thought, well, I'll do the lion diet. World Carnivore Month, let's give the lion diet a go. So I just ate basically beef and lamb and water. And towards the end of January this year, I noticed that my vision had improved again. I thought, okay, well, in February, I went and got a test, and that one was 6/12-1. That's a one-letter improvement. Again, this is all in my right eye that had the cataract operation. And according to the ophthalmologist, the cataract surgery would only get benefits, say, after a few weeks, maybe a month or so. So this is well and truly 6 months after the operation, and had no bearing on the surgery. Something else was going on with my vision. So this is great. In May this year, doing the tests every 3 months, I had another test, and I got a 6/12, another one-letter improvement on the eye chart in my right eye, and my left eye was seeing hand movements. So that's, can you see my hand sort of thing. I kept on doing it. I kept on refining, noticing things that were causing blurriness or cloudiness, which was, for me, was dairy and some other foods that I just cut out altogether. And I did another test in August, and I got a 6/9+1, which is a four-letter improvement from the 3 months prior to that. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I realized, wow, this is something. So I decided to start doing my own YouTube videos with the hope to find out why my vision's improved and perhaps to tell other people, and maybe other people can get benefit from this as well. So that's August. So 3 months later, I did another test, and that was just recently, and I got a 6/9 plus one, which is a two-letter improvement from the 3 months before in August. And effectively, there's only four letters on the eye chart for a perfect score. So a perfect score would be 6/6. So at this point, I'm ecstatic, and everything's going great. And I had the cataract surgery done in my left eye as well. And my left eye, after the operation, was able to see what's called count fingers. So how many fingers am I holding up? And I managed to do that despite all this constant flashing, which is still going on. But the ophthalmologist, and I hope perhaps in post you can put up the report that the ophthalmologist did for me, and he noted that there's a marked improvement. For me, I think a miraculous or a remarkable improvement from 6/60 to 6/9+1. I counted the letters up, but I'm not sure if this is right, but it's a 39-letter improvement from my first test, and in my right eye, and my left eye has started to see colour as well. So my left eye, if I'm looking at the phone, everything just looks distorted, really distorted. I can't make any of the icons out on the phone. But I was able to see colour, which is it's a bit of a significant change, because colour is done by the cone cells, more in the centre of the vision, whereas the rods are more to the peripheral of the eyesight. And I was able to... I actually noticed when I was watching Dave Mack's channel, he's got that blue sort of triangle background. I was like, oh, I can see the blue. Hmm. And Dave, he was wearing a red shirt, had red on it, and I was like, I can see the red as well. So my left eye has improved. It's not able to see anything on the eye chart, but it's seeing colour, and it's seeing the distortion seems to be a lot less. The icons kind of look like icons, and I can sort of understand that there are letters underneath the icons. This is on my phone. and same goes for the TV. I mean, previously I couldn't see the TV at all. It was just blurry. Occasionally I'd get a glimpse of perhaps this person's smile. But now I'm reading everything that's on the TV. they have to point out I'm looking through a fairly small, like looking through a keyhole, if you like. I can only see a little bit at a time. But for myself, when that's an amazing improvement. All the other problems went away within, say, 3 to 6 months. The arthritic pain gone away. And, I mean, I should explain that I was at the point I couldn't walk across the road with my guide dog to walk the dog without having to stop and, you know, have a rest. And now just behind me I've got a treadmill, and I can sprint on that treadmill at 16 kilometres an hour, which is the fastest that treadmill can go. Energy came back, constipation went away, heartburn, the reflux went away, and that was pretty bad. Most nights I'd have to take a quick ease to deal with the gastric reflux. Let's say constipation, yeah, my energy levels, even my hair has started to go dark again. It was going grey, and I've got a bald spot on the top of my head. And a year ago I did a photo of my head, and you can actually tell the before and after photos. I did an after photo recently. Even my bald spot is growing back. My hair is thicker and darker. And Kerry, life is good. Life is great. I mean, this is just amazing. And I really want to share this with other people, and why I asked to come on your show, so I could tell your audience, and perhaps I'll talk a little bit more about an exciting offer that I have to make. But first, what do you think about that? Have you ever heard of anybody with a retinitis pigmentosa or an eyesight condition getting improvements like this? It could be I'm the first person in the world to do it.
I have heard some stories, but nothing as incredible as your story. That's just amazing. And nothing as well tested. Like, you had so many eye tests done that show the progression and the improvement. I have a friend, Dave, who had type 2 diabetes and was legally blind, and he noticed his vision starting to come back, which I just thought was incredible when he said that. It's interesting, too, because non-carnivore people will be like, oh, sure, you just ate meat and now your vision's coming back, right? It sounds kind of crazy, but when you look into it, you mentioned this word earlier, itis, all these different itises, arthritis, colitis, appendicitis, it's inflammation. And yeah, when you get rid of that inflammation, a lot of times the back of the eye can become inflamed, and that can distort or cause vision issues that are reversed. I know you mentioned Dave Mack too. He had a person on his channel who had similar results. I don't know if you've seen that one, Sean. I can send you a link for that one. But we interviewed Dave for a documentary, and I said, well, it was one of the more remarkable stories. And
that's
it was
me.
Was that you?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Me. Comes full circle. Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Yeah. I've been on Dave's channel twice. I intend to go on there again, because last time I spoke to him was June 11th, mid this year, which was my 1 year carniversary. And
wow.
since that interview, I've had 6 extra letters, which is just amazing. So yeah, I'm the guy that made Dave cry.
You made me cry. You made Dave cry when we interviewed him. Just so for those that don't know, you're living under a rock if you're not following Dave's channel. Dave is incredible. Dave has nearly, I think by the end of the year, he's shooting for a goal of having 1,000 carnivore interviews done. And I believe yours, Sean, is one of his favorites, because I've interviewed Dave twice now, once for a documentary, and I was like, What's the best, most incredible story? And it was yours that he told me about, the most remarkable story, getting your vision back. That's just incredible.
Yeah, that's me, brother. That's the one.
Wow. Sean, do you feel like, man, I have a lot of questions, but one of them is, do you feel like your vision is healing because of what you're doing? Or is it more that you were inflamed for so long, causing the vision problems, and you're no longer inflamed, and this is just kind of how you would have always been if you weren't inflamed, or if you were always eating a proper human diet?
Sure. Well, firstly, I think the cause of the problem was definitely inflammation, oxidation, and probably epigenetics working against me. And since going on the diet, I mean, I've been pretty consistent. I haven't strayed much. And the inflammation would have gone away. So for the mere fact that it keeps improving incrementally, like one letter improvement, four letters, then another two letters, that means something's improving. Now, if it was just inflammation and oxidation, a reduction in that, you'd expect it to not continue to improve. So to answer your question, I think there's repair going on.
That's awesome. That's incredible.
Yep. And I'll just mention that, I mean, I've done a fair bit of research on this. In my YouTube channel, I've started by collecting playlists in categories. And one of the categories more recently was epigenetics, gene expression, epigenomics. And it would appear that beta-hydroxybutyrate, the main ketone body, is responsible for reducing inflammation. It works on the inflammasome pathway, reduces oxidation and glycation, probably mere fact that there's no glucose in the mix, and my mitochondria are now performing at the best level that they can. The beta-hydroxybutyrate, if you look up Dr. Jeff Volek, I actually mentioned it in a video that I did, WTF is beta-hydroxybutyrate, it's the name, the title of the video. And Jeff Volek says that beta-hydroxybutyrate provides gene expression. So essentially, histone deacetylase acts upon histones. So your DNA wraps around these histones, and histone deacetylase or gene expression can tighten the grip on the histone or release the grip on the histone, thereby expressing genes. So I'm working on the idea that my epigenetics are now, my genes have been expressed in such a way that's now favourable to myself, favourable to repair. Quite possibly, probably, I don't know. This is possibly to do with the reason why the repair is going on. And I'd really like to know more about this. In fact, I've been in touch with Sydney University and Melbourne University to get their feedback. The original feedback last year was, okay, that's very interesting. Don't send us any more updates. But a feedback that I got recently was, thank you for your update. We're really excited about this and looking to investigate this once we can get some funds together. So they've done a complete turnaround as to, yep, okay, that's great, you're special, fantastic. So now we want to study it. And there's Dr. James Mukey, who's a 2020 Australian of the Year, a really nice guy, really smart. He's been on Dave Mack's channel. He's like a low-carb advocate. His line is all about diabetes and how diabetic retinopathy destroys people's lives. I think 1 in 50 people get diabetes, and a percentage of those people will get diabetic retinopathy. I think the 1 in 3,000 people get an inherited retinal disease, which is what I have, and something like 1 in 300 get macular degeneration. So Dr. James Mukey is working with a professor, Bob Casson, who is he's a researcher. And I mean, as you mentioned, I've actually collected all my test results, all the scans, everything that I could put together, and I've been able to share that with him, with them, including the last test results. And I'm hoping at some point in the future they'll come along and say, hey, this is what's going on. This is the reason why your eyesight's improved. It's not much to do with the cataract operation, but yeah, that probably helps to have a clear lens to look through. And perhaps there'll be something to do with oxidation and inflammation and, yeah, potentially something to do with gene expression. That fingers crossed, mate, you never know.
Right. That's fascinating. I've interviewed so many carnivores, nowhere near as many as Dave, but it is incredible, the healing that you see. It's like when you just get out of the way and put the proper fuel in the tank and let your body do what it's intended, it's absolutely incredible what will heal. So that's just awesome.
Yeah, exactly right. And as you said with Dave Mack, I mean, he's interviewed quite a lot of people, and I've watched pretty much all of those videos, and I'm listening out for those people that mention their eyesight. And I've got a playlist, which is not actually public, where people have just mentioned their vision improvements, and there's a heap of them.
Yeah.
People that have started because of, you know, a weight problem, for various different reasons, not to do with their eyesight, but they've reported, hey, my eyesight's improved. You know, I've had to change my prescription because my vision's better. Other people have suggested their floaters have got better. You know, I strongly believe that some of these vision problems, perhaps my condition, retinitis pigmentosa, perhaps glaucoma, could actually have some benefit across the board, not just me. I'm not special. There's nothing special about me. So I'm hoping that by virtue of doing these videos and talking to yourself and other people, that people might get some interest in it. And certainly if these doctors that I'm talking to at the universities, if they are able to do some trials, some case studies, I think there's going to be some very promising results coming out of those.
That would be incredible. I'm just thinking of several friends of mine. Lynn is one of them that recently had her eyes tested and her vision improved on carnivore. There are people usually that they don't have major eye issues, but they're wearing glasses. And the more you just mentioned this, Sean, the more I'm thinking about it. I've heard several people report that. And that's the interesting thing, because you have it, you have your record, you go into the eye doctor, what do? They check your vision. So you have the numbers before and after. That's really fascinating, gathering all of that. I can send some your way too. Have you, Sean, talked to Dr. Lisa Wiedemann?
No. In fact, I was lining something up with Dr. Wiedemann, but she, I think she got busy with cruises and doing her thing, which is great. I'd love to talk to her at some point. Indeed.
I will, if it's okay, I'll shoot an email and mention it to her. I've been talking to her recently. She's going to be doing a meetup with us in Chicago, but I recently had her on my channel, and she's an eye doctor by trade. But the interesting thing with her is she's been a practicing carnivore for, I think, longer than anyone I've ever talked to. I think she's about 16 years eating strict carnivore diet. Her energy is just incredible, but I'll send her a message. So Sean, was there a moment when you were doing carnivore that was like a turning point for you, or an aha moment? Like, wow, this is kind of incredible what's happening to me.
Yes. I mean, I guess to start off with, there was the aha moment, and I had the cataract operation in my right eye and things got improved. But it was January this year, going on the Lion diet. There was no other changes. There's no correlation to the cataract surgery. There was just the fact that I went Lion, and I literally noticed, hey, my vision's better. And that was the aha moment. It's like, okay, I need to research this more. And like I said, I started up the YouTube channel. Hey folks, check it out. Eyes on Carnivore. Please go check it out. And Kerry, I mean, I'd like to announce something, actually, come to think of it.
Yeah, please.
So I donated to the Healing Humanity movie, and it wasn't particularly significant. I think 1, 2, 3, 4 was my donation. I have a great deal of faith in that movie doing a lot of good. And you've also been talking about doing some more series after that. So I would like to offer to give you any of the profit, any money that I make through my YouTube channel, I want to donate to the Healing Humanity movie and the subsequent series. I'm not monetized at this point. I don't have 1,000 subscribers. I've only, I think, 26 videos, so there's not a huge amount of content there. There's 301 subscribers at the moment. So if I can get some subscribers on there and the channel can start making money, I bequeath anything that I make to the Healing Humanity movie, and I think that'd be great. I mean, wow. If other channels wanted to do the same, maybe that's a catalyst for them to do the same thing as well. But look, guys, come to my channel, subscribe, get me up and running, get me making some money, and by virtue of watching, you'll be helping the movie, you'll be helping the series. I don't actually need money. I used to be a computer programmer. I've made quite a bit of money during my life, and I've got enough for myself. But that's my offer, Kerry. I want to give you more and as much more as I can. That'd be great.
That's incredible. That's very generous of you. I really appreciate that. That's so nice. I have a counter offer for you here, but I wanted to say, check out Sean's channel, Eyes on Carnivore. I'll have a link in the description below. I'm happy to shout it out regardless, but it's really generous what you're suggesting. Anyone talking about carnivore, getting the word out, you found incredible healing and you want other people to find it. I'm happy to shout it out. But the more I was speaking with you, Sean, and hearing your story, but also these playlists you're putting together, when we do the subsequent Healing Humanity series, I imagine it's going to go on forever. I have heard so many. Dave's interviewed 1,000 people. I've been hearing so many stories coming out of the woodwork. But when we do that series, we were going to do an episode on heart disease, an episode on depression. Then we were going to do episodes on individuals, but we were going to do specialty episodes. And we got to do a whole episode on vision, like with what you've learned and what I've heard from others improving their vision. And who knows what's going to happen in the meantime. I think that would be incredible. We have Dr. Lisa Wiedemann, a 16-year carnivore that's also an eye doctor, but there's other specialists out there we could pull into it too. So, I think that would be incredible to have a whole episode dedicated to vision improvements on carnivore, because not only is it remarkable, a lot of people would say that's crazy. It's provable. Look at all the tests that you've had done and all the tests that other people have done. You could just look at the tests before and after. Most people's vision, by the way, as far as I'm aware, it doesn't improve. Usually you get older and it gets worse and worse. It doesn't start getting better and better. And you're seeing it with all of these carnivores over and over again. It's definitely a worthy story to tell.
Yep. No, I totally agree with you there. And if you consider, the eyes are essentially just an extension of the brain. There are neurons that are active and, they do their thing, passing messages up the optic nerve. So if you consider that it's very well known these days that mental health, brain problems are vastly improved, then by extension, the vision just makes total sense.
Right.
Yep.
Absolutely. Sean, how do you feel in terms of carnivore? Some people are very strict and they say, hey, this is how all people should be eating. Do you have any thoughts on that? Do you feel that this is everybody's different, or is carnivore sort of a proper human diet for all humans?
Yeah. Okay. So my take on it is that carnivore is the proper human diet, without question. It is possible that some people might be able to tolerate various fruit or vegetables. For myself, no. I mean, I've done trials on a bunch of stuff, like the nightshade family. All of them are out. They cause me arthritic pain within a day. But, yeah, for some people, you know, if they can tolerate it, then maybe that's a good thing. But, yeah, I think ultimately the stock standard carnivore diet, even the lion diet, is the most species-appropriate, species-specific diet for all humans. And it could just come down to every now and again, hey, you can have some blueberries. That's about as far as I go. But, I think the carnivore diet's the way to go.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think it's what we've eaten since the start of time, but also given the options we have now, the options are crazy, right? You got all these seed oils and food dyes.
Quick interruption. Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop. Under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members-only videos. We do members-only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is, we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support. Now back to today's video.
And so much of the food is, even vegetables and fruit nowadays, it's genetically modified. It's way sweeter than it used to be. It's got pesticides, glyphosate on it. So it feels like, all of that aside, just given the options we have, meat is the most natural we can eat. And it seems like humanity's going so far away from what is natural. We're just getting sicker and sicker all around.
Yep. I mean, I grew up with my grandparents. So my grandmother was a great cook. But I remember the time that we went from dripping, you know, collecting the dripping from cooking meat into a container, to the time where seed oils came into play. So even my grandparents, and my dear old grandmother had dementia. My grandfather died from a heart attack and stroke. He definitely had the big belly. My grandmother lasted to 94, and she had maybe 20 years of bad health and depression and, you know, things going on with her. And I mean, I think even we grew around, they grew vegetables. We had some fruiting trees at home. So we did eat things that didn't have chemicals put on them, but still they still got the problems. So the food that we have these days is a lot worse than what my grandparents, what I grew up with. I'm 56. I'm shortly going to be 57 years old, and I'm looking forward to a bright future. And if my vision keeps improving, I'll keep on doing getting the reports done. and especially so in my left eye, the one that is more damaged than the other one. And if this flashing, this constant flashing, which is denoted by the cell death, if that starts to slow down, if that stops altogether, well, woohoo! That's a game changer for me, because then currently, that's probably one of the things I have to deal with is having a very bright screen. Although my telephone, I think I'm on 90 to 95% brightness. But to be able to see a person's face, and this is this is what got Dave, was Dave Mack, was being able to see my daughter's face for the first time in probably 7 to 10 years on a nice, bright, sunny day was just wonderful. And I love my family. I love my friends. And I have converted quite a few people. Jimmy, my assistant, he's doing it. He's 24 years old. Doesn't have much in the way of health problems, but he's already seeing the benefits. I think he's about a month in now. I'm just full on doing this. It's kind of like a job, and gives me something to do and something to look forward to in the future. There is hope. Whereas, last year before I started the diving,
right? Who could ever have imagined the amount of improvements in vision you're seeing now? That's incredible. The amazing thing too is kind of like you said, it's amazing what's happened to you now, but I like to think about the future. So 20 years from now, 30 years from now, when you don't have that chronic inflammation anymore, you're so much less likely to get dementia or Alzheimer's or heart disease or all of these other non-communicable diseases that are just rampant right now. Mobility issues as you're aging, things like that. Just so much more to look forward to when you're eating this way.
That's right. There is hope. There's a future. I'm not expecting to get my vision fully back. That would mean I don't know. I can't even think of it like that, but. Just the improvements to the point that I'm now able to do things on the phone, on the TV. I'm able to, Kerry, I'm able to see the ground. I haven't been able to see the ground for so many years. I'm constantly running into stuff, trees, how could you miss running into a tree? Tree's huge. I used to do that quite often, trees in the backyard. Now I can navigate around my own backyard by looking where I'm going. Rather than doing my usual blind thing and feeling my way around, or in like with the guide dog, having the guide dog or using my white cane, life's great. Kerry, and I love the work that you're doing. You're such an inspiration for so many people. I really appreciate that Dante was probably your catalyst to get going. And I'd like to thank all the doctors and all the influencers for the work that you're doing. Thank you very much. You're a godsend.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I really appreciate it. Yeah, shout out Dante Ferrigno. He was a huge catalyst for me. I still thought he was crazy, and then I watched about 1,000 Dr. Barry videos, and then I finally am like, all right, I'm gonna give this a try. So Dr. Barry's got a birthday coming up too. Pretty soon here. We're putting together a video for Dr. Barry right now because I've had so many people say Dr. Barry saved my life. It's incredible how many times I've heard that repeated. So we actually, quick story, we pulled all of Dr. Barry's comments just from the last year, and we have over 150 right now that say, Dr. Barry, you saved my life. Dr. Barry, you saved my life, over and over and over again. And these are people that never even met this man in person. They just watched his videos and claim that he's saved their life now. It's like we need more doctors in the world like that.
Yes. Yep, indeed. In fact, Dr. Barry and Nisha, what a great couple they are. I love them. They're great. And even Bart Kay, I watched you did an interview with Bart Kay. I watched that this morning. And Even Bart, I mean, he's just so knowledgeable, and his shtick, his characters he puts on, sometimes I'm rolling on the floor.
Yeah, I love him. I wish I found Bart K earlier. I didn't find him till the last couple of months, and I started watching him, and then I got to meet him. He spoke at the same conference in Australia. He's amazing. That's the thing with this community. There's so many just great people. It's just like everyone you meet that's carnivore. They have that carnivore zen, and you end up being friends with them and kind of fall in love with them.
Yeah.
So awesome. So, Sean, your YouTube channel is at Eyes on Carnivore. I'll have a link in the description below. I encourage everyone, go send Sean some love, subscribe, check out what he's doing. Your story is incredible. It's just amazing. Is there anything else you want to mention or shout out?
Yeah, so I started a Facebook group called Eyes on Carnivore. You can find that just by searching for it. My name's Sean Scott. You can find my profile on Facebook. I've got a Twitter account now. I set it up all by myself, Eyes on Carnivore. I've got an Instagram account, again, set it up all by myself, Eyes on Carnivore. All this stuff I'm doing on the phone, it's just, the thing was a blur. Just the mere fact, Kerry, when I first started doing it, it's like I wasn't able to read the comments. I didn't even know there was a like button. And then, you know, I was like, I can see the like button. I had to practice, you know, pressing on the, getting the hand-eye coordination to hit the like button. And then after a while, I'm able to read comments. It's like, oh, there's a thumbs up, thumbs down for the comments. Oh, I can practice doing that as well. So I'm liking everything I see. I'm doing comments. I'm very active on Facebook. I do posts almost every day. And I do stories. I'm just loving interacting with stuff and being a computer guy from way back. You know, I've written computer software. I might as well say, man, I wrote the very first e-commerce system in Australia and the very first one in the world to take credit card transactions. So wow. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I'm certainly no dummy. And I'm just loving being able to interact with technology again. It's awesome.
That is awesome. You got a second chance at life. That's really cool.
That's what it feels like.
Well, thank you so much, Sean, for sharing your story. This is incredible. It's going to inspire a lot of people. I'm looking forward to talking to you more because I'm serious about, we got to finish the documentary first. We just filmed three more interviews, including Dave Mack in Australia, and we're going to England in 1 week. I'm filming three more there, and then we just have a handful more, and then we're going to be done with the documentary. We still got to edit it. But then we're moving right into the series, and I would really love to do a whole series on vision and include you in that and your story in that. So we'll definitely be in touch about that going forward.
For sure. I'd be happy to participate.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sean. Really appreciate it.
Okay, Kerry. Thank you very much for your time. And yeah, everybody jump on the channel, binge watch all my stuff. Yeah, get me up there making money, and I'll give all that to healing humanity without question.
I really appreciate it. Thanks so much, Sean.